And that goes kind of right into our next question.
Goes into the next one here. Yeah, it says, my son is in high school, speaking of the high school age, and is constantly reading about COVID-19 and, more importantly, the death toll and how it keeps on rising. And it's all he's talking about, apparently. It says, I'm wondering if this is a common thing or if there's something that we should do about that.
I think it's a common thing. I don't think it's necessarily a healthy thing. I think you should turn off the news. You know, you need to be updated, but you don't need to be updated 24/7 with disasters. You just need to kind of stay away from it. And understand that he's afraid he's going to die, or that his parents are going to die, or that more often than not, his grandparents are going to die. And how many people in Conway are going to die? And that becomes a gerbil on a wheel. And you need to get the gerbil off the wheel.
Right.
So stop doing that.
So what are some other useful techniques for people, and I'm sure there are many people in this situation, not just this young gentleman, but that are sitting there saying, oh my goodness, you know, this is going on, and they're getting bombarded by it, and they're kind of... And it is interesting because you kind of want to find out what's going on, but you don't. And so what are some techniques people can do to get away from media? And obviously there's a lot of things, but are there some meditation type of things or what things can people really try to do to get their mind away from it and start being present?
If they want to use their cell phone, they can go onto YouTube, and YouTube will have a lot of different meditation YouTube things. I'm not quite sure I know what they're called. But they can find one that they can find some interest in. You find someone whose voice is soothing, who you can actually engage in the relaxation with.
Right.
That would be helpful. Going outside and taking a walk. Nobody said you can't go outside and walk. We live in the national forest. You can go outside and walk in the forest, take your dog out for a walk, go out, just breathe. And as long as you don't have seasonal allergies, it's going to be fine.
Right, right.
Talk to his friends. Have him play a video game online that's not dealing with that. Get him distracted.
Right, so basically try to move yourself away from the situation, doing things that you enjoy that don't have anything to do with it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's great. Text questions coming
in? Yeah, we got another one here talking about anxiety just as a whole. It says, my anxiety is through the roof with all of this, the information, and more. What are some ways and techniques that I can relax myself? And I think you touched on that just a little bit there with the YouTube videos and just kind of refocusing on other things.
Breathing helps. Watching those YouTubes to show you how to actually breathe effectively, mm-hmm. so you're not in a fight-or-flight response.
Right.
Because when we get anxious, we stop breathing with our chest. And if we stop breathing with our chest, it really essentially is the animal in us is about ready to take off.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another way to breathe. You breathe with your stomach so that you're able to kind of quiet things down. So essentially, you're getting more oxygen in just into the blood system, and your things just kind of let go.
Yeah. So basically, it'll relieve some of that stress and anxiety.
Singing is a good thing. If you turn on the music and sing, dance. There's a lot of things that you can do. Play a game of darts. Watch something stupid on TV. Some people like the Three Stooges. You know, watch something that's going to make you laugh and it's going to get your mind off of this stuff.
So yeah, basically try not to obsess about it. I mean that is the trick, I guess, for everybody, because we have all got issues going on around it, surrounding this one way or the other, and they're all different. But mm-hmm. I guess what you're saying is basically find a way to take some time for yourself and just move away from the whole thing and try to forget about it for a while.
I don't know if we can forget about it, but you distract yourself to think about something more positive, something that's more helps you relax, that you find funny, that you find relaxing. I still can say more than three times, but...
Right. All right, I had a question about co-parenting, although it's a little more of a medical question, but, you know, having kids going from one house to the next... that I think is a little more medically based, but you have any suggestions for people who are co-parenting at this time and probably going through quite a bit of stress about it?
I think that's I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today. I think that's a very difficult situation. And the difficult situation is that you can control who your kids are involved with while they're in your house, but you don't know what's going on at the other one's house. And I think having communication between the two parents, is this a good idea? Or do the people who live in house A, are they staying at home and not having outside contaminants, not the word I use, but outside influences,
mm-hmm.
and place B, where people are still having to work, and they could possibly bring the virus home.
Right.
And the two parents need to be adult about it and talk about it, say, how do we want to manage this? And maybe it is that you can't, we don't have the kids go back and forth, but you can. I can be civil and you can come over to my house and hang out with the kids. And so there are things that can be done. I think the parents have to be simpatico about how we do this. And
right.
The most important thing is to make sure the kids stay safe. The parents need to work together to make that happen.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I think at this point, let's go ahead and take a quick break for our bottom of the hour news here. We're speaking with Dr. Wayne Cunningham, psychotherapist from North Conway right here on Drive Time, helping us work on our mental health as we deal with the COVID-19 virus. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Cooper Cargill Chant, Leonie McDonald Roberts, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing for helping us do these drive times. So we'll go do the news and we'll be back to Dr. Cunningham here in a moment.
Yep, sounds good. Remember that number to text in. Any questions you have, 603-356-9145. You can also email us office@wmwv.com. Again, that number, text right now, 603-356-9145. We'll be back with this check of the news.
Greg Frizzell here with you on 93.5 WMWV-FM and Magic 104.5 and 98.1 as we have a special drive time happening this evening as we've been doing lately here at the radio station to help people deal with and understand the COVID-19 virus and what's going on in our community. And today I'm here with Gino Devaney and very special guest Dr. Wayne Cunningham, psychotherapist here in North Conway. How are we doing, Dr. Wayne?
Good, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. Thank you again very much for being here with us today and answering these questions. It's obviously a very scary time for people, and it's real, and it's something that we need to take seriously. A lot of people just have been sending in stuff and asking, and a lot of the questions are really pretty very similar. Is, you know, how do I deal with this situation, and how do I maintain a sense of calm and not be scared or frightened about what's going to happen or what, you know, I mean. So I guess one of the questions was basically, how do I deal with the future of, you know, what's coming next? How do I not be frightened of that?
We can't not be frightened about that. So what's important is you have to deal with the here and now. We have to stay in today, and we have to realize that this is all we have in control of.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to the virus, and how many deaths it's going to have, and how many people are going to get sick, and all of that kind of catastrophe, we can't do anything about. What we can do something about is what's sitting right in front of us. And we do best if we have a schedule. And I think that everybody needs to put a whiteboard up on the refrigerator door, kind of explaining where people are in each day, so they have things to do each hour, each half an hour, so that people aren't just sitting there obsessing about it, and turn off the TV.
Exactly.